Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Would that be a good karaoke song now? Would it? Well, I don't know, but I have a man on the line who might know. And let me ask you guys this. Do you fancy yourself as a bit of a singer? I mean, would you be partial to a bit of karaoke? Would you go halfway across the world to represent your country in, listen to this, the Karaoke World Championships? No, you wouldn't, would you? But my next guest would. Stephen Kelly, how's it going?
Hi there, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Beyonce, Break My Soul. Would that be a good number for karaoke? What do you think?
Not for me particularly, no, but I presume I would get the party going, I guess.
Oh, you definitely would. Come here to me. How did you end up representing Ireland at the World Championships? This is huge.
I know, yeah. It's still even talking about it, it's a bit mad. But no, so I actually had applied for it. So a friend of mine about 13 years ago actually won the whole thing. He's from Cork. And I kind of like knew about the competition kind of through him and stuff. And I kind of had applied before and I never like got picked or whatever. But then I got picked this year. So
okay.
It's great.
Stephen, where is
should
it on?
Be good, should be a good experience.
Where is it on?
It's in Panama.
Oh my God. So they love a bit of karaoke in Panama.
Yeah, it's going to be mad. It's going to be, who wakes up one morning and goes, I'm going to go to Panama today. So when I told people, like, even people at work and stuff, are like, oh, you're going on holiday somewhere? Like, and I obviously kind of had to say why, like, but it's just like, I keep laughing because I'm just like, Panama, like, who wakes up one morning and goes, I'm going to go to Panama today?
It's amazing. What an experience you're about to have. And come here to me now. When did this love affair with karaoke start? Have you always been partial to a bit of karaoke? Were you a reluctant karaoke singer in the beginning? Like, how do you remember when it all kicked off?
So I suppose it would have been kind of like anything. Like, you're kind of on holidays and you're kind of like at a bar or whatever. And, you know, there's just a random karaoke night or something. And then you kind of just pluck up the courage and someone might like egg you on. And I suppose I kind of was always into music. Like, I've kind of done music like as a kind of, I suppose, not really a hobby, but kind of a hobby, like, kind of, like, I suppose, kind of halfway between a hobby and kind of taking it serious. So, like, I kind of, like, I write my own songs and stuff as well. So, I suppose, kind of stem from that is more, like, an opportunity to kind of get up and kind of show what you could do, I suppose, without having to be necessarily, like, a professional singer or anything. So, I suppose it would have probably been, maybe, I'd say, I was a teenager, I'd say, probably a good
few
years
ago. Okay, so you love music, and this is part of it. I mean, you do dabble. I mean, you did Ireland's Got Talent a few years back as well.
Yeah, I did.
What was that like? You love competing with the singing. Tell us, what was...
Yeah. So, I was on Ireland's Got Talent back in 2018, so it was the first season, so there was only two seasons of it. Yeah. But I was on the first series, and the judges were, like, Louis Walsh, Michelle Visage, Denise Van Houten and Jason Byrne, but I just wasn't really ready. Like, back then I hadn't really done much, like, performing in front of people so much. It was kind of like the biggest thing I'd ever done, and it was probably the first thing, so I've kind of done it the other way around, where, like, that was, like, the experience I'd done, and, like, I've kind of had to kind of, like, kind of reevaluate, like, and kind of get out and perform more and kind of gig more and bits and pieces. And yeah, so from that, I suppose, like, I actually have an original song coming out, like, in the next 2 weeks. Myself and my friend Fiona, Marvin from Portlaoise, there, we wrote a song. It's, my mother passed away, like, 2 years ago, literally now, so I wrote a song, kind of. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to do something nice for her, like, in the sense of, like, keeping her memory alive. So
did
I decided,
like,
to write a song. Like,
did she like karaoke? Was she a fan of karaoke?
She listened to it. If she sang, she'd clear a room. But I didn't mind. She was a better dancer than a singer, put it that way. She was hilarious.
I think this is trickier than any world stage. Karaoke, you have to get so right. Because people, when you're at a karaoke event, you want people to enjoy it and kind of sing along. So, you know what I mean? You kind of don't want to do the big ballads and bore everybody to tears. Well, this is what my experience from being in a bar and doing karaoke. I don't know what it's like in the competition. But what are the big numbers that you guys do? What works in karaoke and these competitions?
Yeah, so, like, it's definitely a very interesting question, in the sense that, like, you know, you obviously have those people that get up and have a few beers in them and stuff and kind of seeing kind of like, you know, the kind of usual like Proud Mary and like those kind of like old classics and stuff.
Good
yeah,
one.
Myself, like I personally would pick songs that necessarily suit my voice because I actually take it so serious. Like I think most people can tell within me kind of starting off, oh, they're like, this guy's totally taking this serious. Like, so we were actually like, listen. So I suppose I kind of do kind of like older music.
Go on. What do you do?
Kind of like Luther Vandross.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. You probably didn't expect that. And
no,
then like
I thought
kind
you were
of
say something yeah. completely different. So Luther Vandross, okay. Okay.
And like Elton John and like I actually do songs for musicals as well. So I used to do like smaller competitions when I was like younger and the judges would always say to me, oh, you've got a really nice voice, but you probably would have won the competition if you had like picked like a song from a musical. So like I've kind of started getting into that a bit as well, singing more musical kind of songs.
This is a thing. This is it. Somebody just texted me saying I represented Ireland for the women in 2010 in Moscow, Russia, and it was like Eurovision on steroids. Is that a good description, would you say?
Well, it's interesting because so I've done a few video calls with people that represent their countries, like, so when I go over I'll kind of know people and things, and I was talking to a guy from Australia there a few days ago and he kind of said they're hoping one day to have it like televised on TV and like as big as the Eurovision. So like for people listening in there, like if they're like obviously like a lot of people probably aren't aware that this is actually a thing. So
yeah.
There's like a KWC Karaoke World Championships like Facebook and YouTube page, and then the competition itself will be streamed like on that live. So if you want to watch, you'll be able to watch live from that, and then you can vote. Like there's like an online voting system for like people and stuff. So
well,
if you want to vote for me, if you want to vote for me, it's like it'll be on the Karaoke World Championships website. So like,
depends
the
how
karaoke.
You do it, Luther Vandross. To be honest with you, Stephen, I'm not going to lie. I don't care that you're Irish. I don't care that we've spoken. you know, if you, it depends on how the singing goes. I'm sure it's going to be amazing if you got to the World Championships. But come here to me now.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing video calls with the opposition? Should you not be like psyching them out?
I know, like
sending
it's kind
them,
of
letters of hatred. And why are you talking to them?
Nah. Come on, you gotta be nice. No. It's more so just like you see. This is the thing. A lot of people probably listen to be like, oh, like kind of similar to like what you just said there. But it's more like it's a lot more friendly oriented. Like at the end, like so the way it works is you pick four songs over the course of the week. And then if you get to the, so you're guaranteed to sing twice.
Okay.
Then if you get to the semi-final, you pick your third choice. And then if you get to the final, you pick your fourth choice. But we also do like a song together, like on the Saturday night, which is like the final. So we all sing, like, I think it's We Are the Champions. Because like we obviously represent our country. So we all sing that together. So like you're going to, and then outside of the competition, we do like kind of like we do our own little kind of karaoke evenings together, like as a group and stuff. So like it's kind of nice to kind of get to know people. Like I've talked to the guy from Australia that's representing Australia. And then the guy that's representing like Belgium and stuff. So
I know what you're doing. You're going to go, let's do a few little karaoke sessions before they lose their voice. You outsing them on the night. I know what you're doing, Stephen. Fair play to you. Oh, no flies
no,
on
that's
you.
Just part. That's part of the organisation. Yeah. No, you're funny.
Who's the big competition then? Is there a Filipino in there that you're all breaking it, going up against? Like, what's the crack?
Oh, stop. There was
they
a girl
love a bit of karaoke.
Oh, they're unbelievable. Any Filipino I've ever met in my life. I was randomly in the Philippines. Don't ask me why. I was coming back from Australia and I was in the Philippines. And they're just really nice people as well. Like I would have done a lot of competitions in Ireland. I've met a lot of Filipinos that would have been in them and they're all just amazing singers. Yeah, like there was a girl last year from Indonesia and she like I watched a video last year, like from last year, and I was like, whoa.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be like that anyway, but yeah, she was phenomenal. Like she seemed like she was like world-renowned professional singer already, you know.
Come here, you're a GAA man. Do the lads on your team know about your karaoke life? Or is this like a secret?
Oh, no, it's definitely not a secret because, so like a while ago, I was actually on Ireland AM with Martin King and stuff. And
who?
Like they actually got me. Martin King.
What's Ireland AM?
Yeah.
I have no idea what
that is. I know, yeah. So like they obviously seen that and like obviously like no like in fairness like I live in Portmarnock and like I'm not from Portmarnock originally. I moved up here so like moved up here like over 5 years but like everyone like in terms of like knowing each other and stuff everybody's really supportive of things like that anyway. Like we have people that do drag and like do magic and stuff here Like, it's a bit more kind of like people don't really judge you for it. If anything, they're kind of like fair play.
Well, we want to say fair play to you. We want to say best of luck, Stephen, in Panama. You go get him, Tiger. Eye the Tiger.
Eye the Tiger would have been a good one.
Yeah. You can have that for free. Stephen Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about your hopes next week at the Karaoke World Championships. This is a thing I cannot wait to watch it online. Yes, a lot of people texting in. I represented Ireland, a silver winner from 2007. The competition was in Bangkok. What? They get to go to amazing places. 10,000 in the audience. It was an amazing experience. Oh my God, I need to think about a karaoke song. I'm definitely entering this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.